This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, can the international tech community run the internet like one big happy family? But first, senior White House advisor Karl Rove made his fourth appearance this morning before a grand jury in the CIA leak probe. He and or other White House officials could be indicted soon. Joining me now is Slate's political correspondent and Day to Day contributor John Dickerson. And John, how worried is the White House that Rove or others might be indicted?
Well, they're worried. Mostly this for them is a big unknown. As someone over there I talked to said today, it's just one more thing we can't control. So they're worried about the indictment, but they're also just worried about another looming problem when their plate is already pretty full.
With Harriet Myers facing a troubling confirmation process, with high gas prices, with the Katrina fallout?
That's right. They've got plenty of repair work to do. The president's poll numbers are at 40% or below, and he's got difficulties with his own party. People in his base are very angry about the Harriet Myers nomination. He's still got to work on Katrina cleanup. And then there are other agenda items he had before all of these distractions and nightmares. And he might someday want to get back to dealing with those, but he's got to wait for this independent prosecutor to deliver his judgment on the president's staff.
Well, what about those agenda items? Does he have any political capital at this point to go through with them?
At the moment, he doesn't. He's got to expend whatever political capital he's got on the Myers nomination. On the other things he's trying to do in his second term, a lot of those were difficult when he was in the 50% or 60%. So it's very tough to figure out what exactly he's going to be able to get done. And also the other dynamic at play here, of course, is that members of Congress are up for re-election in 2006. And some of his allies even are making a judgment. Do we hang with him or do we start to define ourselves separately and apart from the president?
And are they starting to do that?
They're thinking about it. No one has broken yet. It's still a little bit early. And this president has a fine political sense, and Republicans know that he'll smell anybody who's trying to jump ship. And he also can deliver retribution. He will not forget those who might abandon him in his hour of need.
But we also have some difficulties with the congressional leadership. Tom DeLay is indicted, the former House Majority Leader, and also on the Senate side, Bill Frist, also dealing with a subpoena in an insider trading investigation.
That's right. The Republican Party in general, I've talked to some people out in the country who've got tough races in those states or districts, and they're very worried that this could become a kind of nationalized election, that voters can kind of look at the Republican Party as a whole and just say, you know, too much trouble. And this is a problem. Some of the polling has suggested that Americans are looking at the Democrats as better stewards of Congress than the Republicans. What Republicans hope, though, is that when people go to the polling places, they'll think, well, I like my particular congressman, that they will vote for Republicans based on those local issues and local performance rather than any broader national feeling people might have about the party in general.
And so how are the Democrats taking advantage of all these political troubles the Republicans are having?
Well, they're trying to have a sort of two-track strategy. On the question of the Myers nomination, Democrats have pretty much stayed out of the way. They're enjoying watching the Republicans fight with themselves. And also, the Democrats know that if Myers somehow is withdrawn, they might get a candidate they really don't like. On the other issues, the Democrats are trying to stay in the president's face and show voters what the differences are between Democrats and Republicans, and they're trying to present their own set of proposals, saying that America can do better, and presenting their own kind of version of the contract with America suggests to Americans what Democrats would do if in power.
Speaking of the contract with America, I hear Newt Gingrich might be mulling a 2008 presidential bid.
He is apparently thinking about such a thing. It's been a while since his political downfall, and people are liking his sense of leadership and control, and they also like some of his political skills. But the question is whether Newt Gingrich could show his warm and fuzzy side on the stump, and that does matter for something.
Well, John, it seems that most, if not all, administrations suffer through some period, mainly in their second terms, of some scandal. So is this really that unusual?
It's not unusual. We had the Clinton administration. Iran-Contra upset the second term of the Reagan administration. Nixon was undone by Watergate in his second term. So this seems to be fitting neatly into the pattern. And that's another reason that the White House, they're so anxious about this report coming from Prosecutor Fitzgerald, because it will really seal this notion whether the second term is doomed or not by a scandal. All of the other problems the president's having are political problems or war problems. Those are tough, but perhaps they can be handled.
Slate's John Dickerson. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you.